Blog Talk Radio.
Hope you're having a beautiful day. And here we are again with another podcast episode where today we're going to be talking about aligning through love with intention. So intention is really, has always been really big, but in this time we're in, intention is really powerful because we're looking at that flow. So I want to talk a little bit about the, of course, aligning through love with intention, but looking at the a little bit how intention is changing and how it's coming in, as well as intuition, a little bit on intuition, but more from the multi-dimensional level of those experiences. So I'm sitting kind of close to the road in my workspace, so you might hear a little bit of traffic going by. There's some construction going on, so I'm not sure if that is coming through, so that's always fun. But anyways, hope you're having a beautiful start of the week, whatever part of the day you are in and where you're at. So before we get started with our topic today, I wanted to talk a little bit about the energy, since it is so close to the beginning of June. I can't even believe it's June already, as I talk so much about time is just marching on, flowing by. Seems like it was just the beginning of May, and here we are, the 3rd of June, where we're at. Some people are already in the present moment with that and flowing into the frequency of June. So it's the energy right now, especially this week and through a large part of June, is going to be about, it's about a lot of things, but the gist of it is really about communication. And especially in this week with the new moon coming up, is going into a deeper level of that. And it's more about not just communication in general, it's about internal communication, interpersonal communication, and being able to really listen to what's arriving through. Because there is a lot of, you know, intense energy right now, but it's not our typical intense energy. There's a lot of course, planetary energy happening. But when we start to drop into going into a deeper state of listening, when there is interpersonal communication happening, there is that level of internal communication, and being able to listen to what is arriving for you, so that space of being still and being present. So when we start to go deeper and we slow down, definitely that's still an issue. Patience, slowing down, all of those pieces, still a really big issue out there. But when we start to be present to listening, and in this case of the communication, it's divine communication that's coming through. It's earthly communication that is coming through as a spirit essence. We start to slow down. We start to be really, really present to that. It is the opening of the experience of tapping into presence. Now, we don't have to go anywhere for presence, because the body lives inside of presence. So we are presence. So we start to listen to that communication that is coming through. And that doesn't mean listening to your thinking. You know, there's a lot of techniques out there about, because the motivational speaking teaching style is very, it seems to be the fad right now. So change your thinking, change your life, which I've never really agreed with that concept, because a lot of people don't understand what that means. But this is about really going beyond the thinking mind and dropping into that state of awareness and letting the experience unfold. So this is the space of listening to stillness and listening to that internal communication that is coming through. So there's a lot that happens with that. Obviously, you'll receive information, you'll receive wisdom, you'll receive knowledge, pertaining to your most current events in your life, because everybody's in a different space. And so it's not a matter of how do I do that or what does it mean, or it's just let it unfold. And the challenging piece is not to go into the experience of having to define it in the thinking mind, because of course that's single dimension. It's a very small space. So it's about opening up a bigger intentional experience about slowing down, being at that state of peacefulness, and just listening to what is coming through. Because once you move beyond the noise of the world, and you can tell there's a lot of information coming through for people, and wisdom and knowledge, because when that happens, people get really noisy. They talk really loud, and there's a lot of noise going on in the background, and there's always going to be noise in the world. But when we have these moments, we have these bursts of wisdom that's coming through, and people are being very, very connected to their calling for humanity. And so there's multiple layers of information about that calling or about that space of destiny coming through. And so people get very confused by that. But it's not that you have to immediately take action, because that's the single dimension. That's the thinking mind. Take action on this before you're behind, or take action on this before somebody else receives it. You know, that whole fearful experience. So this is about particle pieces. When you sink into the experience of the soul, and that means getting into the full essence of the soul, there's lots of particle pieces to move through before you get to the center of the soul. And there's lots of wisdom, lots of history inside those particle pieces. And so I believe it was last time we met, I was talking about the outer circumference of the soul, which is kind of where the experience is, soul healing or soul misplacement or any of those experiences. And that's the human layer of the soul. The actual soul doesn't need healing. It doesn't need realigning. It's complete. And so when we get into those experiences, it becomes very vast. And this is why we need to listen to the soul, listen to the wisdom, because that calling is reaching out to you. And so we're in a time of, with that communication, there's a lot of experiences that are about infusion. Effusion of what is happening on Earth from an awakening level, not the density level. And then your divine presence. There's an inner fusion of that. And that's the soul being very present in your human journey. And of course, there are experiences before that to really stay present in that experience. And one of those is to take up residence in the heart. So wisdom, as it comes through, especially multidimensional wisdom, you actually have to feel it. And I know that's so different than what we've been conditioned as human beings to participate in, because it's about, what does this mean? Let us define this. Okay, I feel this intuitively coming through. What does this mean? What do I do with this? What are the steps? That's all single dimension, and that's crashing. So a lot of the 1960s basic skill life coaching that's going on right now, when you log on to social media, it's splattered all over the place. That's not really where we are. That's a resistance to moving into multidimensional experiences. It's not harmful. It's a bit beneficial to look at those tools, but it's very mental. So it doesn't give you a lot of information, and it keeps you still trying to resuscitate that single dimension. So when we start to move into the opening of the communication that is coming through, it's going to come through in a different way. It's coming through in there's multi-facets of information, of wisdom, of knowledge that is coming through pertaining to perhaps one intention. That's when you know it's multidimensional. As I periodically have said in the past, is when you're connecting to an experience or an intention or a flow of wisdom that's coming through, look at it in all directions. So multidimensional experiences come through like a medicine wheel. It's going to give you information in all directions and all perceptions of what your truth is, what your discovery point is, what your destiny is. And so that can be a bit overwhelming when you really look at that. So this is why it's important to slow down and listen. And I feel like we're in a place where we're starting to do more of that. Now, this certainly isn't everyone. We're all in different places, all in different levels, and we just need to honor and respect that. But it's when you can slow down, you start to sink into the experience. Now, there's one thing to slow down and think. That's going to give you a whole different experience, and that's more of a single dimension. And it can get very confusing if you're trying to connect to the single dimension and you're receiving multidimensional wisdom and energy and frequency related to the experience. So again, wisdom, when it's coming in, if you just simply feel it, it's going to activate more. And you're going to receive more of the full expression of what it is. And so that helps you be in the present moment with what is calling you and what that truth of experience is. And so it's very important to take that moment and to remember to feel. You know, when I do periodically, I post channels on social media, and I always remind people, you can read the words of the channel and you're going to get some information out of that. But if you truly want to feel the experience as wisdom for what you're experiencing from that channel, because it'll be different for everybody, because the channels are frequency and they're activations. So when you read it, if you simply just feel it and just notice what that wisdom is for you, what's coming through for you. And so if you do that with the wisdom that is coming through for you intuitively, it's going to come through in streamlines. Because those are their wisdom, and it's also activation. So this time of communication for this month, and this is always happening, this isn't just this month, but it's churned up. It's like churning up the volume and feeling that frequency, because there is a lot going on planetary. You know, we've had a lot of solar flares, and that's all to go bring us deeper into the presence of what that calling is, what is unfolding for us. And it's important to remember we're always embraced in light. We're always embraced in darkness, because they go together. We all have shadows. We all have those experiences. So it's important to look at those obstacles, look at those shadows as they're unfolding, and move through them to reach that point of the light, the divine light, the divine fusion of the soul, which includes earth and spirit. And that brings you into balance. So as you slow down, you listen actively from the heart, from the soul, from the energy frequency, you start to become more centered. So I see a lot of people, as I'm out and about, halfway in their body and halfway out. And so when you start to slow down and you listen and you start to intuitively process the multidimensional energy that's coming in, you start to be centered, you start to be more grounded, and you start to bring all of your energy into the present moment. because we spend a lot of time with our energy hanging out in the past yet or hanging out in the future, and very little of it is in the present moment. And that can be very exhausting for the physical body and the energy body. And oftentimes it will tear holes in the energy field. And that's a whole other experience when that happens. So it's important to take energy inventory by bringing your energy from the past into the present moment of where you are, into the now, and also bringing your energy that's way out in the future, because we like to do the experience of what's down the road for me, what's over there, and bring it all into the present moment from the future. Now, it doesn't mean that you're not working on perhaps some issues from the past. It doesn't mean you're not exploring what the future is unfolding, but we don't need to bring our energy there. Because the more we bring our energy into the present moment, the more we can truly live in the now. And we're then more centered in the Hara dimension, the Hara line, living from the center in terms of a physical example, in the physical body, in our physical energy. And that becomes powerful. So these are all the communication pieces that you might be noticing. And these are all pieces of self-care. Divine self-care, really looking at that experience. What is it that you need to show up in this present moment? So being able to really illuminate and bring all your pieces back. So that's what you're doing when you're bringing your energy into the present moment. You're bringing all the pieces of who you are back into the present moment. And all of spirit is talking about this. As I go out into the canyons and sit and listen and do channels and communication, this and drumming, and you know, I'm out there a lot. It's very important to notice what, you know, because from the animals to the spirit guides to the guardians to, you know, you name it. All of the messages and all the experiences are somewhat related and the same. And it's all about coming back into the present moment, coming back into the truth of where you are, and not staying on the surface and looking at, you know, what's everybody else doing? What's the current fad? What's everybody else saying? Because that's single dimension. But they're helping us to arrive, especially the animals. The animals are very active with helping us to take up residence in the heart. So that's an activation. So the experience of that. So all this communication that's happening in this multidimensional layer of intentions and communication, intuition that's coming in and lots of different experiences, look at it in all directions, collect all, it's like in physicalness, collecting all the data and bringing it in, but feeling it and its wisdom and its knowledge, and just noticing how it's moving through your body. Because what's happening right now, there's a lot of information, as always, being spewed out. Information doesn't help you change. It's a starting point to start something, to begin the process. So it's really about, it's the activation that helps you experience change. Information is just information. And it usually starts out as mental versus something that is very illuminating. It's when you start to feel the wisdom of that information and how it fits and it finds its discovery point, or it aligns to you. And sometimes information just simply doesn't work for us. Oh, that doesn't work for me. That's not where I'm at. So you just throw it out, data out, so to speak. But it's the activation that needs to happen. So you have to be very careful with a lot of the experiences that are happening right now with all the information. This is how you change your experience. It's kind of the understanding of taking what's coming in and moving it over to a new category. So it's kind of like smoothing over the sand at the beach, or taking a painting and painting a new picture over it, but the original painting is still there in all its energy and all its issues. It doesn't change anything. So you have to be really careful with what you're receiving in this time, because that's kind of what I call the 1960s life coaching. It's information, 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 but information is an awakening. You have to do something with it to obtain the wisdom and the knowledge and bring it into the present moment. So that communication is really important, to be able to listen to that. What is the calling space? What is it that I need to go deeper into my own truth, keyword being own, and planting those seeds, planting that awareness, and really looking at what is that calling. And so when we start to go deep into that space of the calling of the soul, then we're more into destiny. And I've talked a lot about life purpose versus destiny. We start out with life purpose. That's kind of what we like to do, what's fun, exciting, what everybody else is doing, so to speak, sometimes. And as we move more into ascension level, or we move more into awakening, or we move more into exposing within ourselves who we are and that wisdom of the soul, we start to move more into destiny. And destiny isn't always what you're going to love to do. And it actually may take you out of the experience that you're in and put you in a whole different experience, which can be confusing sometimes. But it takes you into, after it presents itself and you start to illuminate with it, you do start to see how the unfolding is there, and then you learn to love it because you can see the bigger picture. But there's that tug of war between life purpose and destiny. Life purpose is more created on a human-y level, from a spiritual level or a coaching level. But purpose is something that we should find in every moment versus just what is that? Because a lot of times with life purpose, we miss the big picture because we're looking for that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, so to speak. And that's not always what it is. A lot of times, if you look at purpose for many people, it's just simply to heal, not to be a rock star, not to be a millionaire. It is about a very much a deeper experience of healing, to open up that space of your destiny. And so lots of intentions, you can see that intention changing, people moving more into the intention and the illumination of humanity, moving more into sacred circles, sacred support. And that's really important. So two big pieces: being in the present moment, support, but not needy support. Of course, hopefully we understand that. But moving in more into the multidimensional infusion of both earth and spirit, because that's a true, deeper opening. In the past 3 years, I've had some really, really, really deep channels with Mother Mary that I'm going to probably collaborating in some shape or form into a book with some of those channels, as I was going through my own journey and putting those up, because they're quite healing, quite deep, and kind of gives a different perspective of the personality and the energy frequency and the healing support of Mother Mary. It's really, really quite powerful. So the other piece inside of that with communication is that spirit coming through you. Make sure you're talking to your guides, you're talking to your angels, you're talking to source as a level of not to get something, but to find that space of oneness through the inner experience. And that's really important in this time, as we have that we have that physical support, of course, our tribe, so to speak, but we want to have that really divine support. You know, speak to your spirit, talk to your spirit guides, your angels, your source level, whatever that is for you, whatever you feel comfortable with. And remember, it's not mental. It's not a mental game. It is actually real because it is who we are. It is our frequency as well because we are divine. There's a big awareness inside that. So again, this month, make sure you're in that state of practice. You're in that state of self-care to look at those moments where you need to slow down, where you need to be present to the moment and just feel through that. And be able to listen, again, not to your thinking, because that's not what this is about. This is about going beyond and listening through your heart, listening through your soul, listening through your energy, and being present to those experiences. Because you'll find yourself back aligned to center, and you will be receiving some very, very deep wisdom about what is happening forward and unfolding for you. So if you feel a little frustrated with all this kind of energy, so just to complete this piece of what we've been speaking about, it's very important to be in center, because with the multidimensional intuition and intentions and wisdom that's coming in, if we're not completely centered, if we're not grounded, we're not centered, we're not taking care of our body, our experience, we start to call in manipulative energy, because that does exist. And when we're out of kind of link, we have kind of a crinkle, so to speak, in the Hara line, it's hard for us to comprehend that frequency. So it's very important to be centered, be grounded, you know, remove that space of what everybody else is doing, what's the current fad, because anything that is out of alignment of what you really are and what you agreed to do here on Earth to support humanity as a collective, we're all part of that. It puts you in this out of touch with your soul reality. And that's when we start to call in the wishy-washy type of messages and experiences. So it's just very important to be present to the moment. Bring in that energy. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. Self-care. Finding your spiritual and earthly independence. And that doesn't mean you have to stop living. You can still have a lot of fun with that and be in your tribes and your with your family or whatever that is for you. But it brings you into that experience. So that communication piece, the multidimensional intention is really, really important. So when we start to look at that experience and what that calling piece is, what's arriving through us in terms of wisdom, knowledge, messages from spirit, when we start to bring that forward into the experience of the earth and we start to align with love, with multidimensional intention. So multidimensional intention has a lot of different pieces, as we've been talking about. The wisdom will come in. But as you set your intentions, really feel that experience. What will that experience be like? And you're not really creating it because it already exists. And the other thing to be really careful, I've heard some people talking about this, is creating energy fields around things. You can't create an energy field because an energy field already exists. You can intentionally illuminate to it, but you can't create an energy field if it's meant to be, it's already in existence. Everything has an energy field around it. Whether you are remembering what you're trying to intentionally bring into your existence because it's what your true calling is, or a piece of your calling, or a lead into your calling, those experiences already exist. So you don't have to do the work of, you don't have to recreate. A lot of things you don't have to recreate because they already exist. It's just slowing down enough to be in the present, because everything should be from the space of compassion. Everything should be from the space of infinite love, which is what we are, and bringing in that. So when we start to align through the expression of love, which should be infinite love, not human love. Human love has lots of conditions, and that is not really what love is. And I say this a lot, but you never have to earn love. You never have to earn love. Be very, very clear with that. And so as we start to look at the aligning through love with intention, is just bring that space of vibrational love into everything that you're experiencing. You know, when I'm out in the canyon, when I first step on the edge of the canyon as I'm starting to hike, or usually I go hike and I sit for a while and I just feel whatever needs to come through, listen to stillness, listen to the bird medicine, listen to the wisdom that's coming in all directions around me, and really start to feel that experience. And so I just bring in that natural experience of love and just let it flow through me. And nature is such a great teacher for that, because it is the classroom of remembering how we are created, what our existence is. And we feel that deep sense of flow. We feel that deep sense of opening. So when you bring that intention of love into every experience, whether it's a challenge or it's not, whether you're going through an obstacle, bring in that intention of love. Because then you begin to see the unfolding of the experience. Because we're not really here to learn. We're here to expand through the experience. And we let go of things. We sometimes have to surrender. Sometimes we have to go through an obstacle. And keyword is through it, not around it, not under it, not over it, through it. Because that's where we have the experience. And that experience then helps us to expand. And we start to be more in that state of the present moment and being true to who we are. So really look at that as you go through this level of, especially in this week, as you start to open up that space and slow down and actively listen to stillness, actively listen to the wisdom coming through your heart, the divine inner experience, the Earth Mother, as the infusion, and simply feel it. And that's a good practice when we're really connected to listening, to thinking, if we can just step outside of that and then just feel what's coming through. And sometimes it's really uncomfortable because we've come from such a place of single dimension where it's experience, analyze mentally what's happening. Okay, I make my choice. It's just a single expression. But if you start to feel that experience, you'll start to notice something different happening. So you'll start to move into deeper intentions that are multidimensional with the facet of infinite love. And you'll feel that flowing in. You'll feel that present moment. And that those teachings of presence and opening up that experience of grace through your heart, you'll start to unfold. It's not about really about finding, because it's already there, but in a sense, from the human level, we're finding who we are. We're opening up that experience. And we want to let the world know who we are in that experience. And so those intentions will arrive through the heart. And the more we start to feel, the more we start to move into the experience of aligning through love with intention, then others around you start to feel that. And then they start to react to that experience for their own journey. Because we're all teachers, we're all students. It's part of the experience. But as we start to open more of that up, we start to expand our energy field, including the energy field around your heart. And that's what people see and feel when they're in the presence of who you are. This is why the soul wisdom and the essence of aligning to the divine feminine and the divine masculine is so powerful. Because divine feminine and divine masculine are not about gender. They're about wisdom and frequency, because we all have it. And so when we go deeper into that, we open up the true essence of what we have always been. And then we're truly in that moment, when we're walking forward with that, walking forward with our heart, our soul, wisdom, frequency, and our soul. That's what we're putting out into humanity. We're putting out into the world. Because then you're truly walking into the discovery of who you really are from a reality standpoint of an infusion of earth and spirit. And that brings you back into center, back into balance. And amazing things will unfold for you with the intention of humanity. Because we're no longer in the me experience, even though that's what you kind of see media-wise, but we're really into the we experience of opening up that state of such an important tool. So aligning through love with intention. So just see where that takes you with this week and give it a shot. You know, as I always say, don't take my word for it. Practice it, experience it to become. Because everything that we are receiving through this wisdom, we want to move that into the becoming of who we are. We want to become that. If you're feeling this beautiful, loving frequency, and sometimes that comes with challenges because you have to work through shadows, you have to work through obstacles, you have a little darkness over here. But through that, the experience of light, of infinite love is flowing and activating back into your experience. And see where that takes you in what you are attracting, what you are bringing into your current existence with the intention of opening up your soul's destiny for humanity and for the existence of why you are here. So it's a very important piece. As always, that time goes by really fast. I could talk about this topic for days because it is so important. It is what we're moving through. It is what we're shifting into. So we're moving away from that single dimension to multidimensional. And there is a difference between intuition with the single dimension and intuition with the multidimensional experiences. Taking a little time to kind of open and activate that in the healing arena, in the metaphysical arena, but it's everything, as we have been experiencing probably for the last 3 years, is changing into that illumination. But remember to call on the divine to help you experience it and feel the divine through you versus outside of you. Because when we first connect outside of us, we're in that mental state. And we want to be beyond that, because that's not really the existence of what the divine is. The divine is not mental. It is energetic. It is a feeling frequency that opens up that true experience, different than what we've been conditioned to believe as a human being. So it may be a little different. It may be easy for you to open up that experience. I also want to mention, as I close out today's podcast, that I do have a course that's starting tomorrow on the inner child. It's a 3-part online course, and you can listen live or you can listen later. So I always make that open for your convenience. So I'll be starting that tomorrow, Tuesday. So I still have some spaces open in that course. So make sure you check that out. The inner child is very, very important. And I teach the inner child a little bit differently. I teach about it in layers. And we're going to talk about the cosmic inner child, the ancient inner child, as well as the inner child that we're most familiar with in this lifetime, in this experience. But that wisdom of the ancient child, the wisdom of the cosmic galactic star inner child, star seed child, is going to be very important for what we unfold and our calling and those experiences. So those wisdom pieces are really important, those historical pieces of what we have experienced with the inner child on all levels is really, really important in this space of moving forward into that conscious connection and conscious truth. So make sure you check that out on my website at eddiemullins.com. If you're on the Blog Talk Radio player, if you scroll down to where the information about this podcast is, there is a link for online events, and that'll take you right to the course. And I have some other courses that are also going on. So took about 7 months off from teaching. So I'm slowly moving back into teaching, and I'm creating some multi-level courses. That one course that will probably be about 10-12 weeks. I'm working on that right now. So that'll be coming up, about healing for lightworkers, and more importantly, multidimensional lightworkers. And going through a lot of the things we talked about today in here, but some different facets of being a lightworker, but working with multidimensional experiences in that setting. So it's a very important piece that we're going through right now, and I want to always help support you with that experience. This is what I experienced through my channels and what I've experienced through my own journey. I've been through a 3-year Dark Night of the Soul, which is about completion. It's about initiation. It was about moving into a completely new experience, which I'm still putting together and unfolding. So, and I'm always excited about that. Although the 3 years were not always fun, but dark nights of the soul are never fun. But we're in this experience, and it's all about the collective and humanity anyway. So it's a very much a powerful experience that we're in, and especially when we're looking at this ascension level and the multidimensional wisdom that's coming in, because multidimensional wisdom is very powerful because it helps us get into deeper states of truth, and it gives us more than what we would receive in a single dimension level. So we have more opportunities, more awareness, more insights on who we really are and how our energy is shifting. Powerful experience. It gives us a whole different perspective, a whole different life, a whole different journey, which is not new. It's just we're tapped more into the wisdom of our soul and what we intended to do here on earth. So once again, I have some sessions open, or some spaces open, in my Inner Child course. I also do private sessions, so you can also find about all of my private sessions on my website at eddiemullins.com. And I also have a mentorship program that I absolutely love and always am excited to participate in that. So if you're interested in that, you can also access that on my website. It's a 9-week, usually ends up being more 12 weeks for some people, because they need a little bit more. So you can check that out on my website. So if you're ready for something more, you're ready to move to that next level, make sure you check out my mentorship program. I have 4 openings. They're one-on-one, and you can do them anywhere in the world. I've used interpreters before, but you can do them anywhere in the world, because we do them online, and we always have a really good time as well. Lots of great information comes through that program, so I'm always excited to work with people on that. So again, I have about 4 openings, possibly 5, because someone is actually just completing, so I only do so many, but make sure if you're interested in that, you check that out and set up a consultation, and we can talk more about what that design would look like for you. Once again, I thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast, and as always, remember to go deeper into the present moment and actively listen to what's unfolding for you and what's arriving through you, deeper essence of that experience. So as always, sending you lots of love and support, and make sure you check out my posts on social media, on Facebook. Stay tuned to the podcast by following the podcast, so you know what's coming up when. I'm going to start doing my podcast live. I'm a little old school like that. I know a lot of people pre-record. I have been because of my schedule, but I still love to do the live podcast, so I can talk to you toward the end of the podcast. to give you advice and doing shamanic healing and any of those experiences. So that will be coming up very shortly when I get my new podcast up and running. Thank you so much, everybody. I wish you a beautiful, beautiful rest of whatever part of the day you're in. I'm Eddie Mullins.